Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Artin.
And today we're going to be looking at someone who is often overlooked today, especially, and that's Jimmy McHugh. And he gave us some wonderful standards, but he's not a name that pops up that frequently.
Well, he never wrote any of the Broadway biggies, and that's probably why. His Broadway shows included the 1948 not hit As the Girls Go. In 1940, it was Keep Off the Grass. In 1939, he contributed songs but didn't write the full score for The Streets of Paris, which introduced us to Carmen Miranda. He and Dorothy Fields wrote songs for the International Review. They wrote a musical together called Hello, Daddy, of which nothing exists. And probably the most memorable show was The Blackbirds of 1928, which he wrote with Dorothy Fields, who, as far as I'm concerned, was his best writing partner. But he did write a good many songs. In fact, between the 1920s and the 1950s, he wrote over 500 songs. He was born on July 10th, 1894, and he was with us until May 23rd, 1969. In 1970, he was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. And I'm going to start by telling you some of the Jimmy McHugh songs we're not using today. Digga Digga Doo, I Can't Believe That You're in Love with Me. It's a Most Unusual Day, and you might remember that from a 1948 film called A Date with Judy, because everybody in the cast sang it, including Jane Powell, who was the leading lady. And then he also wrote the music for two of my favorite records of all time, Nat King Cole's hit Too Young to Go Steady and Peggy Lee's hit When My Sugar Walks Down the Street. So you probably have heard songs by Jimmy McHugh, although you might not know his name. We are going to start with a song from the Broadway show Ain't Misbehavin'. It opens the second act. It's called Spreadin' Rhythm Around, and the full cast of Ain't Misbehavin' sings the song.
Spreading rhythm around.
Our first song by Jimmy McHugh was Spreadin' Rhythm Around, as it appeared in Ain't Misbehavin'.
We're going to go to another musical review that featured one of McHugh's songs, this time one he wrote with Dorothy Fields. It's Bubbling Brown Sugar, and we thought this time we'd use the London cast. You'll hear Charles Augens sing Doin' the New Lowdown.
Well, Miss Page, why did you come back to Harlem?
Honey, I don't know what all this means to you. The buildings, the people, the streets. To me, this is home. Poet and sage turn out page after page about Harlem. News about Harlem. True and untrue. Now, I'm neither poet nor sage, and I know it. However, I may be clever. So here is my point of view. It's a symphony of many moons and shades. It's a tapestry of all designs and grades. It's a hand behind the bars, ever reaching for the stars. That's what Harlem means to me. It's a barricade holding back the sea. It's a big parade on a jubilee. It's a grown-up running wild. It's a helpless little child. That's what Harlem means to me. There's no place you will ever see like this dusty town within a town. It's a showcase full of novelty, sophistication done up brown. It's the lighter side of a heavy load. It's the brighter side of a dismal road. It's a day of moaning low and nights of hidey, 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 ho. That's what Harlem means to me.
That was Charles Augens from the London cast of Bubbling Brown Sugar with Doin' the New Lowdown.
Probably the longest-running Broadway show to which Jimmy McHugh contributed music was Sugar Babies, and that was a tribute to respectable burlesque. In Act Two, there was a lengthy Jimmy McHugh medley, and it featured both of the show's stars, Ann Miller and Mickey Rooney.
Another tune, every week another town. Never want to let the act grow stale.
Get the props and pack the trunk. Show goes on unless you're drunk. Keep it fresh, you can't afford to fail.
But we haven't got a reason to complain.
We were born to sing and entertain.
Isn't it pretty? Isn't
Mickey.
It pretty, Annie?
Mickey!
Huh?
Come on, sing!
I can't give you anything but love, my baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, Annie. Dream a while, scheme a while, Annie, you're sure to find happiness, and I guess all those things you've always pined for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, my little baby. Diamond bracelets Woolworth doesn't sell, my little baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love.
Climbing up to where you are. I'll have a time. It's a climb, but I'll make it, 'cause I'm shooting high. Climbing up to the top. I am not gonna stop, 'cause I'm shooting high.
I wandered today o'er the hills, Maggie, to watch the scenes below.
I don't believe what I'm hearing.
The creaking old mill, Maggie. We knew so long, long ago. Little Jean Austen, eh, what?
Minnie, what? That was terrible.
Can't you see the glint in my eye?
Ah, 'tisn't the glint in your eye.
What is it, Annie?
It's the tilt of your kilt.
Ah, what the hay. Can you fix it?
Well, I can try.
Can you fix it?
You simply take a favorite, then you flavor it. You add a note or two of blue harmony.
What's all this?
You tell the orchestra to play staccato, and then you jazz a little obbligato. Now the Maggie tune is the Maggie tune.
Carry on.
Pay no attention to the music that they play, but just rock your blues away.
I like it, Mama.
You're a man of taste and distinction.
Come here, Mama.
Take a favorite,
today,
then you flavor
the hues,
it. You add a note or two of
Maggie,
blue harmony.
Where you,
you tell
and
the orchestra to play.
You and I used to
and then
play.
You jazz a little obbligato.
The
now the Maggie tune
the mill,
is the Maggie,
Maggie
tune. Pay no
creek
attention to the
mill,
music
Maggie,
that they
baby,
play,
that we knew.
Just roll the blues away. On the spot, start to sway. Get hot now.
The green
hear the broken time. Just spoken time. All around us, the harmony. Charming
where
babe.
Once
every loving note
the day
is a loving
poem,
just filled with music that you can't refuse.
And I love
now you
love
know the
you
way I tell the band to play. And when you listen, just listen to the play. I got those. Mickey.
Yeah.
Grab your coat. Then get your hat. Leave your worries on your doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Now can we hear that bitter pat and that happy tune is a good step. Life could be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade.
Used to walk in the shade
with my blues on parade.
With your blues on parade.
Now I'm not afraid.
She's not afraid.
This rover
bang
crossed over.
No.
And if I never had a cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side.
Funny side.
From Sugar Babies, you heard Ann Miller and Mickey Rooney do the Jimmy McHugh medley.
We're going to turn now to some of the film music. Now, these weren't recorded separately. These came from film soundtracks. So the sound is questionable, but we still want to use these pieces, and you can't get them anywhere else in most cases. We'll begin and continue with Burlesque and a film called King of Burlesque. Its star was Alice Faye, and we have her singing a short song by McHugh and Kohler. It's called Whose Big Baby Are You?
Whose big baby are you? Whose big baby are you? Come on, put me wise. Where'd you get those eyes? Say, who ties your ties? Don't hold out on me. Whose big baby are you? Who's the lucky one who pets you when you're sad, scolds you when you're bad? Confidentially, tell me truthfully, whose big baby are you? Whose big baby are you? Whose big baby are you? Come on, put me wise. Where'd you get those eyes? Say, who ties your ties? Don't hold out on me. Whose big baby are you? Who's the lucky one who pets you when you're sad, scolds you when you're bad? Confidentially, tell me truthfully, whose big baby are you?
That was Alice Faye from The King of Burlesque with Whose Big Baby Are You? And that was written by McHugh and Kohler.
There was a film, a big deal for its time, that starred Clark Gable and Joan Crawford called Dancing Lady, about the production of a Broadway show. And the film is probably most famous because it was the first time that a Broadway newcomer named Fred Astaire danced on screen. Unfortunately, he danced with Joan Crawford, and their big number in Dancing Lady was called, and get the originality of this one, My Dancing Lady. And here it is as it sounded on the soundtrack. The lyrics are by Dorothy Fields. Shame on you.
Thank you. and clink your glasses all around. Make that tinkle, tinkle sound.
Spread good cheer here in the very yard. They take good care of you. In all this area, skies are clear, so
let's go to Marion. It's a happy scene. Augustine, take your beer.
This is Justin Heidelberg, more famous call than Heidelberg. And what's the famous call?
No one cares for Piper Heinzig. Everybody laughs their sidesick while they yell for more.
Beer, beer, beer.
Here's a place where skies are never gray. Here's a place to drink your cares away.
Let's go to Bavarian. Get yourself a sweet Carlion. She can help you drink a stein of blue.
Joan Crawford, Fred Astaire and Company presented My Dancing Lady from the movie musical Dancing Lady. We hope you're listening to this broadcast as a financially supporting member of whatever public radio station you listen to. Public radio needs your dollars, and public radio cannot exist without your financial support.
One of McHugh's constant people with whom he wrote was Adamson, and we're going to be listening to quite a few pieces coming up. And the first will be three songs coming from the 1941 hit Higher and Higher, which starred Frank Sinatra. So you'll be hearing some Sinatra now. The first song, and I think you're going to know all three of these. The first is I Couldn't Sleep a Wink Last Night. Our first song from Higher and Higher featured Frank Sinatra singing I Couldn't Sleep a Wink Last Night.
The soundtrack recording that we're using for these songs features six songs from Higher and Higher, which I think is the largest number of Jimmy McHugh songs that were ever released together. And Frank Sinatra is the soloist on the three we're using. The second one is called The Music Stopped.
We present Frank Sinatra.
are still dancing, which goes to show that music has charms. The lights were low, so we went on dancing. I felt the glow of you in my arms. The band had left the stand, and we were in heaven, dancing on a cloud way off in the moon. The music stopped, and people were glancing, but we went on dancing, for we didn't know. But we went on dancing, for we didn't know.
Frank Sinatra sang The Music Stopped from the 1941 film Higher and Higher.
This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to songs by Jimmy McHugh on The Dress Circle. Well, as we promised, we have one more from Higher and Higher, and this is probably the best-known song from the score, A Lovely Way to Spend an Evening.
Breath of moonlight,
humming our favorite tune. This is a lovely way to spend an evening. I want to save all my nights and spend them.
Our final Frank Sinatra song from Higher and Higher was A Lovely Way to Spend an Evening by Jimmy McHugh and Harold Adamson.
I have to thank Jimmy McHugh for writing a song called Don't Blame Me because it once won me a bet of $5. Somebody said, "You think you know so much about show music. I'll bet you can't name the show that Don't Blame Me comes from." And for some bizarre reason, I actually knew that it came from a review called Clowns in Clover.
I thought you were going to tell me you sang it in third grade at an assembly.
No.
Oh, okay.
But we're moving on to another Hollywood hit for Adamson and McHugh, and that was Bring On the Girls, a 1945 screen musical, which was another one of the big wartime musicals. We have two songs from that. The first one is called Uncle Sammy Hit Miami, and it features Eddie Bracken, Sonny Tufts, Johnny Coy, who will be providing the taps, and the chorus.
You should see the tide twinkle when the night's begin. All the sailors sit around and watch the waves rolling. Uncle Sammy hit Miami, and he's got the situation well in hand. Uncle Sammy hit Miami, and the stars and stripes are flying in Miami. Uncle Sammy really started quite a boat down here. He's the man you gotta see to get a road down here. Uncle Sammy hit Miami, and his relatives are getting mighty tan.
When the nights begin, why the sailors sit around and watch the waves roll in.
Uncle Sammy hit Miami, and he's got the situation well in hand.
From Dakota, Minnesota, every state you ever heard of has its quota.
Why, compared to Brooklyn, this is like another world. I mean, Mother keeps writing me. Afraid that I'll get sparrow.
Uncle Sammy Miami, and Miami's taking care of Uncle Sam.
Oh! All right, men, pile up. Let's go. Hey!
Now, Ella was a dancing girl that started getting fat and every day brought 3 more pounds to Ella. Till one day she lost her job just because of that. Then to make it worse, she lost her fella. So she sailed to Egypt to forget. How about they liked her so much that she's there yet? If you hear of a girl that can wiggle and shake till it makes you think of a noiva snake, whoa, that's Egyptian Ella. She weighs 220, but they don't care. They like them plenty that way out there. She's got the eye of all the camel encouragers. Why, she does a dance with certain parts down by the River Nile, which make all the boys take their old sweethearts and throw them to the crocodiles. And every sheik in the audience rises and offers his love intense, but they can't get the voice base with that girl, no sir. She tried to kidnap her once, I am told, but she shook so much that he lost his hold. Sorry. The boys stand around, but she plainly states she doesn't care a fig about dates. signed with his royal fist, which said because of the dance she did, she was on his royal waiting list. And that's how fame from a song in the world came at last to a Brooklyn girl, to our Egyptian girl.
Come on, play some more, play some more.
Eddie Bracken, Sonny Tufts, Johnny Coy, and the chorus presented Uncle Sammy from Miami.
Our second song from Bring On the Girls is performed by Marjorie Reynolds from the original score. Here she is to perform You Moved Right In.
You moved right in. Hit me like an ice cold shower. You moved right in.
La, 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 la.
You with all that magic power. I knew the minute I saw that silly grin. I knew it wouldn't do to say no, baby. So, baby, you moved right in.
La, 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 la.
Seemed to have no qualms about me. Nice. How you feel?
La, 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 la.
You just put your arms about me. Instead of using my head, I lay with my cheek. You saw this empty heart
and you moved right in.
Thank you.
From the 1945 film Bring On the Girls, that was Marjorie Reynolds with You Moved Right In.
In the summer of 1997, the Goodspeed Opera House featured a brand new review devised by Sherman Yellen using the great catalog of songs by Jimmy McHugh. And in the year 2000, DRG Records put together an all-star recording of some of the songs found in the score. We're going to use four of those, and the first one was one of the World War II hits that McHugh and Adamson had. Malcolm Getz and the company will perform Coming In on a Wing and a Prayer.
Lindbergh's plane was missing, 12 hours overdue. The Spirit of St. Louis was missing with its gallant one-man crew. The radio sets were humming, they waited for a word. Then a voice broke through the humming, and this is what they heard. I'm coming in on a wing and a prayer.
On a wing and a prayer.
Coming in on a wing and a prayer. Though my fuel's nearly gone, I can still carry on. Coming in on a wing and a prayer.
On a wing and a prayer.
What a show!
What a show!
What a flight!
What a flight!
Yes, I'm coming into Paris tonight. I pray as I limp through the air. Look below, there's a field over there.
With our hero aboard and his trust in the Lord. He's coming in on a wing.
Our next song was one that was new to us, even though it came from a film called Strip for Action. Here is Barbara Cook from that Lucky in the Rain studio cast to sing Love Me As Though There Were No Tomorrow.
didn't stop to wonder if it was right or wrong. I looked at him and it happened. I knew my love had come along. I walked in with my eyes wide open, right into the arms of love. Hardly
another song selected by Sherman Yellen for Lucky in the Rain that was new to me was the title song, I Got Lucky in the Rain, and it's sung here by Debbie Gravitt and Patrick Wilson.
It was a most romantic interlude, and we were in a most romantic mood. Our hearts were lost in reverie. I only knew you were close to me. The music stopped, but we were still dancing, which goes to show that music has charms. The lights were low, so we kept on dancing. I felt the glow of you in my arms. The band had left stand and we were in heaven, dancing on a cloud way off in the blue. The music stopped and people were glancing, but we went on dancing. We didn't know, because the lights were low and we were in love. We
have one final song from the Lucky in the Rain studio cast, and it's fitting that it's one that McHugh wrote with Dorothy Fields, and this came from the Blackbirds of 1928. But here we have Barbara Cook singing the wonderful song, I Must Have That Man.
Mm-hmm. much caring just where I will end. I must have that man. I'm like an oven, it's crying for heat. He treats me awful each time that we meet. It's just unlawful how that boy can cheat. But I must have that man. He's hot as Hades, a lady's not safe in his arms when she's kissed. But I'm afraid that he's cooled off, and maybe I'm ruled off his list. I'll never be missed. I need that person much worse than just bad. I'm half alive and he's driving me mad. He's only human if he's to be had. I must have that man. He's hot as Hades, a lady's not safe when she's kissed. But I'm afraid that he's cooled off, I'm ruled off his list. I'll never be missed. I need that person much worse than just bad. I'm half alive and he's driving me mad. He's only human if he's to be had. I must have that man. I must have that man. I must have that man.
Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for music by Jimmy McHugh today. We hope you enjoyed this look. And it is interesting that he is a person that maybe you knew many of the songs, but you just didn't know the name, and we find that happens quite a bit. So we hope you'll enjoy today and that you'll join us next week for more music from Broadway and Hollywood. Until then, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a very pleasant evening from the Dress Circle.